Also, going back in my memory, I would like to stop here and regress back to when I was living at home at 363 North 12th Street, and then moving to Wainwright Street. My parents wanted me to go to Hebrew school, and there wasn't any Hebrew school that would take me. So my Aunt Essie, who lived in Pleasantdale, had a rabbi named Moseson, who said that he would teach me privately so I could make a bar mitzvah up in his synagogue in West Orange. He taught me, and I made my bar mitzvah up in West Orange. Also, my Aunt Essie and Uncle Harry had a home in West Orange, and all through the years that I was going to Hebrew school and going to West Orange, I would cut their grass for extra money. When I cut their grass, my Uncle Harry had a brother, George Sasson, who lived directly in back of him, and their lawns were connected to one another. I would cut his lawn and George's lawn, and I would have money that I could spend on anything that I wanted. Also, I'd like to add that when I was cutting grass for my Uncle Harry and George Sasson, I met a fellow there that we became lifelong friends. Charlie Lipton was an orphan, and his aunt was running an orphanage up in West Orange. And she took care of him and his sister, and we became lifelong friends until he passed in California, which was a very sad day for me. I always had a job, always doing something when I was younger. Also, at that age when I was, after I made bar mitzvah, and we were living at 147 Wainwright Street, I got a job with Good Humor. And I used to pedal a bike from Springfield Avenue to the Weequake section, up and down hills, pumping that bike and selling ice cream. And I made a pretty good dollar doing that job. But it also raised havoc with my knees. One of my jobs also, when I was living on Wainwright Street with my mother and father, they had a friend that had a clothing business in Newark on Prince Street. Prince Street was a predominantly black area, 99% black area. And he had this store there. And I went to work for him in that area and worked there for 6 months to a year. And I could not tolerate the way he treated the people. He would take advantage of black people. He would sell them a hat at one price 1 week, and then they would go out and lose it, and they'd come back after work in a week and sell them another hat, and he'd get more money. Kids come in for Mother's Day, I could remember vividly, and want to buy handkerchiefs for their mother. And it was handkerchiefs that if people bought, say, $10, he'd give them a handkerchief. And he would overcharge them. I said, enough is enough. And I have to leave this job. I have to, even if I do without a job, I'm leaving this job. So I left the job. And also, when I was at that job, there was a place across the street that had a speaker outside, and they put How High the Moon. They played that so much that I can't stand to hear that song ever again. But I left the job, and I'll sign off for today, and I'll come back with a few more memories.